Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby!
That's Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. You thought it was a Little River Band, didn't you? That's Elise Benin singing Happy Anniversary to me. How about that? Welcome
only
back.
For you, Jim.
23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 16th anniversary. And if you think I don't have control over these people, I'm getting them to sing Happy Anniversary along with the Little River Band. Elise, that was beautiful. I think you missed your calling.
I did want to be a singer.
I can see that. No, I can tell. Thanks for
it. I gave it all up, though, for marketing.
Exactly. Yeah, there was much more exciting. And the groupies, too. That's what you, marketing has all the great groupies, too, right?
That's right, exactly.
Somebody asked me why I went to radio. I said, because of the groupies. So welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know who I am. I am the Small Business Advocate. Elise Benin is our guest. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the marketing mentor. And we're celebrating our anniversary. And the topic, Elise, that you have is pretty much very consistent with what I've been saying about celebrating milestones, which includes getting your customers to take an active interest in your business, right?
Absolutely. And also, I mean, I think that can move us on to point number two, group number two, which is peers and colleagues
yep.
to be networking with, which includes your competitors. I really think, and it took me a long time to learn myself, but I feel like I've learned it in the last couple of years, that there are certain people who you might consider competitors who are actually could be very useful in your business
That's
and
right.
vice versa.
Right.
And That's... you have to choose them carefully, but I think collaborating with competitors can be much more, effective than any negative emotion you might have about it.
Well, absolutely, folks. If I were you, I would presume that anybody you think is a competitor could at least be your friend, if not a partner at some point in time.
And I certainly would,
regardless of how they act, if I were you, I would not treat them like an enemy.
Right.
As long as they're not bad, bad actors, doing something hateful. But really, look at the peers and the colleagues. I mean, at least a lot of people may not realize this, but as you know, I talk to my guests during the breaks of all segments, before and after the interviews, I talk to my guests off the air. And most radio hosts don't do that. And this is me networking with my peers when I do that. It's part of my networking strategy. And so, folks, take any opportunity that you can to get close to folks that when you call them your peers and colleagues, some of these people can become the third group that you got here pretty quickly, can't they? That's how you find mentors, isn't it?
That's right. So the third group is mentors and people you can learn from, trusted advisors, some people call them. You know, they're either formal or informal relationships. Sometimes they're paid, sometimes they're unpaid, sometimes they're trade. But you really do have to be looking for people who've been there, who are a few steps ahead of you, and who can guide you.
Well, absolutely. And folks, the way you find mentors, I mean, you don't meet someone and they automatically become a mentor. You sure don't ask them to become a mentor. You people who become your mentor, they assume that role, or they accept it if you ask them, or you just make them your mentor without them even knowing it, which I've done many times. That can only happen if you're in proximity to them, can it, Elise?
That's right. And I just feel like I've done that too. There are people who are my mentors who have no idea.
They never knew.
And I just, that's right. I watch them carefully. I listen to them. I think about the things that they say.
Correctly.
I take it to heart.
You watch them do the good things and the bad things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Success is
everything. There are, yes, of course. But then there are people like me who get paid to mentor. So I think those kinds of relationships are also very valuable, you know, where it's very defined and here's what you're getting and here are the issues that we're dealing with and here's where I need help.
See, this is why Elise is a professional networker, folks, and a professional networking guru, how she helps her clients, because she breaks down networking into these real best practices. It's not just about going out and with your business card and saying, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far? If you're a professional networker, you're breaking it down into these kinds of actions, these kinds of best practices, aren't you, Elise?
Absolutely, and thinking about what you need and how you're going to get yourself what you need.
The last example you have is where the gold is. Tell us about that.
Well, the fourth category are referral sources. And, you know, anyone in the first three categories can be referral sources. But to me, what's important is identifying the people who are connectors, who are people who are just by their nature putting people together, and making sure that you identify who those people are in your world and make sure they have the information they need to pass your name along.
Right. And referrals are golden, aren't they?
They are, because they usually come in the moment of need, and
timing
is everything when it comes.
And you're pre-qualified. Referrals, folks, are the opposite of a cold call, which today is a fool's errand. Quickly, Lisa, I need your website again, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Elise, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Happy anniversary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.